I've been lucky enough to witness two total solar eclipses in my lifetime. Never seen an annular eclipse, though. That's where the sun, moon, and Earth are in perfect alignment. But with an annular eclipse, the moon is a bit too far from the Earth to completely eclipse the sun. What you do get, though, is a bright ring of fire as the moon almost covers the disk of the sun. Journalist Daniel Gross was lucky enough to see an annular eclipse yesterday. Tell us what you saw and where you were.
Yeah, I was in a village in Tanzania called Lupiro. And I was able to see the eclipse cover about 94% of the sun. So there was kind of this halo, this ring of bright light, sort of looked like something out of a religious painting from, you know, the Renaissance. And inside the halo, the kind of brightly lit clouds that were really bright white, there was this sliver, this banana-shaped or crescent-shaped sliver of the sun that was visible. And right in the center of the sun, there was this dark ring of the moon right in the center. And every time the clouds would pass over the sun, even with the naked eye, you could tell most of the sun was covered up. And looking around in the middle of the eclipse during the peak, it felt like twilight. It was noon. It was 12:03 when it peaked. And it still felt like, you know, 6 p.m. It felt like the sun was going down.
Now, I know you're in Tanzania reporting for us. Did you schedule this assignment to coincide with this eclipse, or did it kind of come as a surprise once you got on the ground?
So I'm here to follow around a group of scientists, Danish and Swedish scientists that are collaborating with a bunch of Tanzanian entomologists. These entomologists, these bug scientists, are trying to figure out if a solar eclipse affects the amount of mosquitoes that come out. So in a way, I did plan it to coincide with the eclipse because the scientists wanted to study that.
Right.
And their big question is, during an eclipse, do insects come out of the fields, come out of the rice paddies that surround this village? And they did seem to notice a little bit of a spike in the amount of insects that came out. It seemed like some insects are reacting to the amount of light.
Well, we're going to hear those reports when you come back. It's pretty fascinating, though, studying mosquitoes during a solar eclipse. Eclipses have fascinated but also frightened people for centuries. Were you with other observers when you saw this eclipse, and what kind of reactions did you see?
I was with other observers, so I was with this group of scientists. And then there were also just some villagers that came out. I think that the Europeans and the Tanzanians were pretty equally moved by this event. One of the Danish engineers that I spoke with told me that, you know, it felt very strange that in the middle of the day it was getting dark.
Half an hour before sunset, you understand clearly why people in older times thought that there was something completely wrong, gods punished them or whatever. I mean, it's a really strange phenomenon.
And I also spoke to a Tanzanian bug scientist. This is someone who really devotes his life to the study of malaria. He told me that he wanted to tell his sons about it.
I haven't seen this for such a long time, maybe since I was born.
And what's it like to see it?
I feel amazing. Indeed, a good experience even to tell my sons. When they come home, like, Dad, what's this kind of solar eclipse? Then I'll be in a good way saying I've witnessed this.
We, of course, know precisely when eclipses happen, many years into the future. Were there kids who were preparing for this, and did they have, you know, protective glasses or pinhole cameras to check it out?
It would have been nice. This is really a poor, poor village. The kids don't really have shoes. Some of them are wearing tattered clothing. They speak zero English. We did play a lot with them, and they would yell Mzungu, which is the word for a light-skinned person. We had these pieces of tinted glass that welders use, so they can look at the really bright flame. And we were using those to look at the sun. And so we did show them how to see it, trying to be very careful to shield their eyes from looking directly at the sun. And they got pretty excited about that.
Reporter Daniel Gross in Tanzania, who was following around some mosquito scientists and ran into an eclipse when the sky got dark. Daniel, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Marco.
This is The World.